From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump score wins in Nevada and South Carolina. The former Secretary of State won the Nevada Democratic caucus, defeating Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Donald Trump took South Carolina's closely fought Republican primary. VOA's national correspondent Jim Malone says both frontrunners gained much-needed momentum.
Many of the states on Super Tuesday are in the South. That should play to the advantage of Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side, because many of those southern states have large African-American populations where she's very popular with those groups. And on the Republican side, it applies to Donald Trump as well, who has done very well with southern voters, as we see in South Carolina, and should be positioned to do well in states like Alabama and Arkansas as well on Super Tuesday.
VOA national correspondent Jim Malone. Meanwhile, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, once thought of as the front runner in the Republican field, has suspended his campaign.
I'm proud of the campaign that we've run to unify our country and to advocate conservative solutions that would give more Americans the opportunity to rise up and reach their God-given potential. But the people of Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina have spoken, and I really respect their decision. So tonight, I am suspending my campaign.
The son and brother of former Presidents George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush entered the race to huge expectations in June, but disappointing performances in Iowa and New Hampshire led to him pulling out after another disappointing finish in South Carolina. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.